Hi. Hey, how's it going? I hope you're having a good day. I'm back with another box. You know, a different one than what I usually have. You probably can read and saw the title. So I have another toy from Phoenix Flame Forge. I believe in the I know for sure. I know for certain in the Elva review, I mentioned that I ordered both of these the same day, and then the way mail works, sometimes things just don't show up at the same time. So I had to wait a whole weekend for this one to show up. But it's fine. It's like Christmas all over again. So, Where's my details on what exactly I'm opening up? I was doing so good today too. I was really put together. I knew what was going on. Sit down in front of the microphone and my brain is just gone. Okay. So this is a small Ananthema. It is soft. And it's a flop. Why is it a flop? I'm pretty sure it's like bubbles on the base of some sort. This was the only. Okay, I've been looking at this model for a little bit now. I've been looking at older stuff for a while now. They don't do. So I only found them earlier, like the shop earlier this year. And this is the first drop that I think I've really been able to a attend while following them. So they only released, this was like the single boy of this model, and I really wanted to get him because he looks like my stuff. So fuck me if I say this wrong. The Who makes words like this? English. No, somebody tell me where it really came from. I bet it's like fucking French or something. Latin. Anyway, and then I'm playing a little bit. So my Ananthema. Okay, I know in particular one of the people who comments on my stuff quite often enough has this is their fucking username, so they're definitely gonna school me. I'm so sorry. Anyway, rather than struggle, let's just talk about it. So it's a chonky boy from the pictures, and he's like a blue to a magenta purple-ish and like a white yellow base is the picture I'm looking at on Etsy. I don't want to fuck around with that stuff for very long. We're fine. We're fine. I don't want to fuck around too long. I want to get in the box. I want to get in the box. What's in the box? Once again, really discreet, good packaging. For people who care about that. I don't know, there's just this design very much is kind of my shit. It's got like ridgy things on it. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. I don't have good words today. I'm sorry. It's fine. It's fine. And we have our invoice, and our care card. Maybe someday I'll fucking even say what care needs to be taken with these things. Yeah, dust mine. Solid. I have an invoice. Save that for taxes. Pretty pink paper. Okay. Fucking crinkly bags, not white. Oh. the sound you want to hear. Okay, let me check quickly. It's really shimmery. It's like pearlescent. Okay, I'm gonna. If you like. Do you like plastic bag ASMR? I don't think that's what you came here for, but oh, it's what you're gonna get. Aww. He's so cute. And really pretty. Okay. So, this is a small, and I usually, okay, the things that make noise away. He's a chonky boy, though. I'm getting Squishin's vibes. Okay, so when I open... Nobody's gonna fucking understand any of this. Okay. Sometimes when I open toys and I'm like, oh, that's not very big compared to my other toys because I fucking own some monsters. And I forget that... I don't always have to stretch myself out that bad to have a good time. So this one, this, like, he's a handful. So, like, I'm not trying to say he's small. I'm just saying he is, on the scale of the toys I have collected, he's on the lower range, but he's really fun. And he's soft. He's really squishy. And he's really pretty. I really like the blue to, like, purpley pink. It's one of those, like, Lisa Frank color palettes. So it's bright. I like that shit. The bass is really cool. Okay, let's play What's the Flop issue. Because I seem to remember it being... Bubbles on the bass. I actually read it this time because I was like, oh, is it a usable flop? Because if it's a usable flop, I don't give any fucks. And I might have to look at the listing quickly to figure out what the issue is because I'm not... what's the issue? Oh, or maybe this is one where the bass was overpoured? Reason why it was flopped was because the bass was overpoured. Flop reason. Overpoured bass resulting in an unusually choppy trim job. Plus a few prominent pigment freckles. Let's see. We'll take a deeper look at it to see if we can find that. Yeah, so, like, color pigment freckles will sometimes happen. It's just a part of the issue. Like, it's a part of the art form, getting stuff mixed in, and some pigments just do not. Yeah, there's, like, one little guy there, but it could totally just, like, be fine. Yeah, I wouldn't even fucking notice that, because I'm not that... I can be picky, but I'm not that picky. He's so pretty. Okay. To describe it. So I guess the thing that's really striking me is he fits really nice in my hand. And so he kind of... He has ridges all the way down the shaft, and the ridges have spikes on them. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 ridges down the shaft plus the head. He's just really cool looking. So it's I don't know. I feel like I've been kind of on, like, a ridgy parade as of late. Even the tops, like, okay, so it's come on, bitch, use your words. Oh, fuck me. uh Anyway, the top part of the shaft has like a ridge down the middle of it that is also bumpy and shit. He's gonna be crazy. Okay, I have to take a moment to wash him, as is tradition. So pretty. Oh, and I really. The base is really cool. It's a neat sculpt. It's another really cool sculpt. Okay, I'm gonna wash him and then come back and fuck him. Brace with me. Brace with me? Oh, fucking come on, girl. Bear with me. All right, back in a moment. Hi. I'm back. Did you miss me? Okay. All right. My shit's so not together today. It's never together. What are we trying to fucking pull here? The an anathema, like I'm putting the raw I'm putting too many n's in the beginning. Anathema. It's an anathema. Anathema. There we go. Quit adding extra le. I don't have to be smart. I don't have to be good with words. I just have to show up and look cute. Okay. I wanna come back really quickly to the flop reason for this guy. I can understand the one pigment spot, I suppose. Like it is when I have found it. Sure, yeah. I suppose. But the cut base. That's my house goblin ruining everything because I can't have nice things. Because I chose house goblins. Cut base, I don't understand. I'm just gonna say that. I have gotten sloppier trim jobs from Bad Dragon, who's the leading company. Phoenix Flame Forge, if you're listening. This looks fucking great, Fritz. Don't fucking cut yourself short. This looks great. I would never know. Okay, I'm gonna stick it in me. Oh, he's so chonky. He's so chonky. I guess as I think about it, I suppose he's. Oh, fucking goddamn. Probably like a comparable average fucking adult size. Probably, actually, as I'm looking at it. Oh. Didn't want him in the fucking room because I'm busy, but he had to be in here and now he's in here ruining my life. Why you hate me. Yeah, let's leave. Let's leave the room. Good call. Bye. What am I wrong? Okay. That was really annoying. We just got a man. Is this so pretty with the pearlescent? And the blue The pinky purple, which is my shit. Okay. One nice thing is because he's not a fucking monster. because it's not like a monsterish, large, massive. Fuck. The base is easy to grab. Fucking texture. Fuck. I fucking don't get it. Oh. Shit. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god. Very noticeable texture. Oh, I love it. Maybe I'm just excited. I don't know. I really, okay, really, really. Sometimes I'm just not sure if it's gonna be noticeable or not. It can be, oh, it's like, oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just like texture. It's real good. Oh, fuck. Oh. I kind of while I'm just gonna take a just gonna while okay, this is kind of the perfect example of it's not about how many inches you have, it's about what you're doing with it. So I come back to, like I mentioned, like I know my pussy, so I know kind of what I need to kind of so, okay, come on. I find on the slightly smaller toys like this, especially that the texture is it's a really nice addition because it gives more friction. fucking or for friction. so it's more of like a sensation play. Oh, fuck. Yes.
Okay. Oh, oh shit, goddamn, mother fuck. So I definitely goddamn. Fuck me, goddamn. I'm sorry, I'm thinking. It's just like if you can't hear the gears roaring, then I'm not thinking hard enough, I guess. Okay. That's a good way to put it. I like the heavier texture because I find that's a sensation that I really enjoy. Not everybody is into that though, and I definitely think this is a toy that it reminds me a little bit of my crackers in that crackers has this finish on it that just kind of seems to like, I don't want to say dry my shit up. It's not like I'm not enjoying it, but it always feels like the toy isn't slick and like I'm fucking wet. I'm wet. Just to think it's the way the texture moves the fluids and stuff around. I'm not. I'm not complaining because I like that, but it is the kind of toy that I feel like extra lube and stuff would add to the enjoyment. And that's just my pussy. I really. I kind of want a bigger one. So I just. Yeah, I like it. It's kind of a rough me up sort of toy. I could see something bigger and firmer, leaving a person feeling a bit ripped up. Yeah, I think. I'm not mad. Sorry, it's like my brain's been fucked out and I'm just kind of on autopilot. Sticks the dick back in. I just think they're neat. This one would be okay, just with my body. This one would actually be something. Oh, a person could wear it like as a plug. That's a bad idea. That's a horrible idea. Oh no, who would think to do that? Oh no, who might have to do it and report back? Okay, that idea's out in the world now. Okay, I'm gonna wrap it up. I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels. I is good. It's pretty. It's really pretty. It's really pretty. I guess for full transparency, I'm technically filming to filming. Recording two reviews at one time, and the other toy's scary. You'll hear about it another week, but I think I'm gonna move on to it, 'cause anyway, that's your teaser for the next time I do this bullshit. Have a great day. Great week. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Oh, such a needy cunt. Bye. Oh, fuck. That's all, folks. Hi, this is just my little ending bit where I say, this review is not sponsored in any sort of way. I'm not receiving any sort of kickback. I purchased the toy and paid all of the lovely shipping by myself. And yeah, just to cover my ass. Not sponsored, all my own dumb opinion. Thank you so much for listening though. Bye.